Hurls one in. That one blasted up into the air. Poolside from Kelly. Adolfo back to the warning track and watches it. Bounce high into the stands. A solo home run for Dalton Kelly. And the Bulls' roll continues. They lead it 8-5 in the bottom of the fourth. Birdie's pitch drilled out to left center field. High and deep. It is back and into the Durham Knight. Three-run home run for Kevin Padlow, his second bomb of the series. And the Bulls keep piling on, now 15-8 the score in the bottom of the seventh.
Runners remain at first and second. Micah Rodolfo, and the first pitch to the right-hander, is pulled up into the air and into left field. Vidal Brujan watches it go over the monster. Micah Rodolfo with the first inning home run, and this time it drives in three for the Knights as they jump on Durham. Fastball driven deep out to right field on a line, and it is over. Margot watched it for about his last five steps toward the wall, knowing that it was going to clear for a home run. And just as you said it, Scott, two more runs cross for the Knights. They tie it at 8 here in the top of the fifth inning. Back with you at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. I'm Darren Vaught, Scott Pose along my side for game 5 of 6 in this series between the visiting Charlotte Knights and your Durham Bulls. The Bulls in their blue tops, white pants have taken the field, and starting pitcher Tommy Romero is finishing his warm-up to toss to the beginning of the Charlotte Knights lineup, and that brings us to the starting lineup. Presented by Pepsi, local here in North Carolina. It will be the first baseman today, Zach Remillard, batting first for Charlotte. The number two spot in the order belongs to right fielder Jake Lamb, the rehabbing major leaguer, to be followed by another big major league bat, Eloy Jimenez. He's been great defensively in left field so far in this series, but he gets the DH role in the lineup today. Yermin Mercedes catching and batting cleanup. Number five in the order, the center fielder Blake Rutherford, followed by Micah Rodolfo, the left fielder, batting sixth. And then the bottom of the order looks as follows. Tyquan Forbes, the third baseman, hitting seventh. Marco Hernandez, the second baseman, batting eighth. And then shortstop Matt Reynolds down in the nine hole. We mentioned Tommy Romero after a promotion from Double-A Montgomery, where he was very, very good. 48 innings pitched, a 1.88 ERA. How about this number, Scott? 75 strikeouts to just 10 walks in those 48 innings.
He'll take that ratio any day of the week, and that's why he's here. And let's see how he can fill up the zone against this pretty accomplished top of the order for the Knights.
Zach Remillard, the leadoff batter, some versatility defensively. He was the shortstop a night ago, playing first base for Charlotte and Wes Helms' crew this evening. He was 1-for-5 yesterday, actually left the most base runners on of any Knights hitter with 4 throughout the 9 innings of action. But a leadoff home run 2 games ago to get the Knights on the board first, much like Yermin Mercedes' solo shot did for the Knights yesterday. So the Knights in their all grays have Remillard settling into the right-handed batter's box to begin their evening. And Romero, the right-hander, about to toss his first pitch at the Triple-A level. Squared to the plate, steps back and winds up, delivers a fastball high in the zone. That thing is shot up into the air to dead center field, a shade of left center, and that one is out of here. Just like he did 2 games ago, Zach Remillard allows the Knights to strike first, a leadoff home run.
A lot of times when you're leading off a game, you can assume a pitcher is going to start you off with a fastball to try to get ahead. In that case, leadoff hitters will ambush the pitcher, and Remillard did exactly that. He was looking one pitch, one spot, fastball middle in, got it, jumped all over it. And it puts the Knights up 1-0.
Welcome to Triple-A Baseball, Tommy Romero. Remillard's 8th of the season, his 2nd of the series, both of which now leadoff bombs. Jake Lamb now the batter, and Romero's first pitch of fastball sails high of the strike zone. The count to Lamb is 1-0. Lamb 0-for-5 last night, 3 strikeouts included in that line. Romero kicks. There's a fastball, middle, and it's sent sky high into right field. And Ryan Bolt jogs forward, camps out underneath, and makes the grab for the first out.
So Romero bounces back, and now we'll see with one away and nobody on, Eloy Jimenez, who just looks to be in a class of his own, which is to be expected. He is the big leaguer, the all-star caliber big leaguer on the field tonight.
Just in the short sample size that I saw, it was clear that the ball is jumping off his bat much different than anybody else on the field last night. He was hitting some balls very hard, and it's going to be a stern test for Tommy Romero.
Didn't have a ton to show for it. 1-for-3, and he hacks at the first thing he sees there. It's a lined shot down into center. And a base hit on the first pitch he sees for Eloy Jimenez. Runner at first with one away. Knights already up 1-0, and Jimenez in good spirits, as we've seen all series long, does a little bit of a jig on top of the bag at first.
Well, he's happy to get that base hit. He jumps on this first breaking ball, and he does not miss it. He continues the hot hitting, and it's not going to get any easier for Tommy Romero.
Here's Yermin Mercedes, the catcher in the lineup today, batting cleanup. First plate appearance yesterday following that brief retirement and then renounced retirement, was a solo home run, and he watches a fastball on the outside edge, and that is the first strike to cross the plate for Tommy Romero. Mercedes, 5 home runs at the AAA level this season, 7 in the major leagues. Romero working from the stretch, comes set. Mercedes shows bunt, but pulls back as the pitch misses high.
Well, Mike Brosso, the third baseman, is playing way back, as there are 3 infielders on the left side of the infield, because Mercedes does pull the ball. He's just trying to move them around a bit. But you let him bunt all day.
A 1-1 count, Romero sends that one low and away, and Mercedes slices it foul. So his count now goes to 1-2 with 1 away. And you see the infield evening up here. Vidal Brujan back to the more conventional side of second base for his second base positioning. Romero set. And the 1-2 to Mercedes. Fastball misses high. And Brett Sullivan behind the plate pops up just in case Jimenez wants to try for second. And the count now 2-2 to Yermin Mercedes, who, again, absolutely crushed that home run in his first plate appearance an evening ago. Romero, the 2-2. Up in the zone, tipped, and back into the backstop off the bat of Mercedes. Infield for Durham looks as follows. You mentioned Mike Brosso over at third. The shortstop is Miles Mastroboni. Second baseman Vidal Brujan and Kevin Padlow playing first base today. Out in the outfield, it goes Nathan Lucas in left. Center fielder is Manuel Margot, rehabbing down from the Tampa Bay Rays. And then in right field, Ryan Bolt, who caught the first out just a bit ago. Romero set, another 2-2 up in the zone on top of it, and fouled back and out of play by Mercedes. You'll see another 2-2 pitch with a runner on first, one away. Blake Rutherford in the on-deck circle for the Knights. Romero to the plate, Sullivan set up inside. That's where he got it, but the fastball rode too far up and in. And it's 3 to Mercedes, full count. Romero leans in, shifts his weight back to come set, and the breaker is fouled back and out of play. Mercedes, a good job of adjusting and just battling, threw the bat head at it.
It's a breaking ball that stayed up in the zone. Mercedes is able to spoil that, but that's what veteran hitters will do. And keep in mind, Romero actually has the advantage because none of these hitters have seen him before, unless they were in Birmingham when he was in Montgomery.
Another full count pitch up on top of the zone, and Mercedes punches it on the ground through the right side of the infield. Somehow comes away with a hit there. After battling for 9 pitches, it's consecutive singles for the Knights, and Yermin Mercedes 1-for-1.
It's the ground ball that the Bulls wanted, but it wasn't hit at anybody in the field. It was in the hole to the right side. Mercedes did a good job to fight that off and push it through. Runners at first and second for the Knights.
Mercedes had some very quick plate appearances last night. 2 that were 1 pitch long, 1 that was 2 pitches long.
And there he saw nine pitches before singling and extending the side here for the Knights. One away, runners at first and second, and the batter, Blake Rutherford, in the left-handed batter's box. Romero's first pitch grooves up top of the strike zone. No swing from Rutherford, and it's a 1-0 count. And now Sullivan to jog out to the mound and try to settle the debuting AAA pitcher, Tommy Romero. Just a quick talk, pat on the back, and Sullivan returns to his post. Shift being played for Rutherford here. Miles Mastroboni, the shortstop, right near second base. Still to the left of it, but very close. Romero set a look back at second, sends in the fastball, and it misses outside. 2-0 the count to Blake Rutherford. Rutherford had the night off last night, started in center field 2 days ago, and went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Romero, the pitch, left it over the inside part of the plate, and it's fouled back as Rutherford hacks and makes it 2-1.
Tommy Romero got away with one there. That was a fastball middle in. Rutherford fouled it straight back. Just missed that pitch.
Two balls and one strike, the count as Romero leans in. Comes set, a glance back to Jimenez at second, offers it up on top of the strike zone. A big swing by Rutherford, ruling behind the plate from Matt Winter is that he tipped it into Sullivan's glove. Either way, it's 2-2. One out in the top of the first inning. The Knights strike first for the third consecutive game. And lead it 1-0. The 2-2 from Romero is fouled back and makes its way over top of the protective netting. Rutherford will keep his count of two balls and two strikes with one out and runners at first and second. Two looks back at second. Romero grooves a fastball right over top of the plate. Rutherford cuts but can't connect, and it's strike three for out number two.
The fastball was elevated just enough. That made it very tough for Rutherford to catch up to. It was a good put-away pitch and a nice job by Romero to close that at bat out.
Rutherford's struggles continue. Four strikeouts in his last five at-bats in this series, and Mike Rodolfo now up with runners at first and second. And two away, Adolfo still looking for his first Triple-A hit. There's one, a fastball up in the zone, hit over to shortstop. Easy grab for Miles Mastroboni, and he flips it to Vidal Brujan to get the force out at second and retire the side. The Knights get one and strand two in the top of the frame. They lead it 1-0, Bulls first try at the bat on the other side.